From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting in U.S. politics, dismissing his rivals as Lying Ted and Little Marco. Republican Party frontrunner Donald Trump fended off intense attacks from his fellow presidential hopefuls at a debate on Thursday. Florida Senator Marco Rubio, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, and Ohio Governor John Kasich took turns taking swipes at Trump, a New York businessman who appears to be moving toward the party's nomination. The debate within the first 5 minutes was filled with the same yelling, personal insults, and off-color remarks that have featured prominently in the 2016 Republican race for president so far. North Korea's actions are drawing reaction from South Korea. President Park Geun-hye says South Korea must make it clear the North Korean regime will not survive if it does not give up its nuclear program. Meantime, in the wake of the expanded UN sanctions on Pyongyang, the Philippines is holding a North Korean ship. VOA's Brian Padden in Seoul.
Philippine officials say that it's being held because of safety issues that have to be dealt with. But my reading of it is that it was stopped for these mandatory inspections, and during these mandatory inspections, they found these safety issues. This kind of stopping cargo, possibly seizing cargo, this could be something different, and this could trigger some sort of response from North Korea.
Brian Padden reporting from Seoul. On Thursday, North Korea fired 6 short-range missiles off its eastern coast. The United Nations now says at least 25 people were killed and some 120 wounded in last month's attack on a UN civilian shelter in Malakal, South Sudan. The UN Office for Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs says it's responding. This is VOA News. Turkey has sentenced 2 Syrians to 4 years in prison over the death of a toddler and his family who drowned en route to Turkey. Turkish state media said Friday that Muwafaka Alabash and Asem Al-Fahad were convicted of human trafficking and given 4 years and 2 months in prison. Among the victims, 3-year-old Aylan Kurdi, the toddler who became a visual symbol of the crisis of refugees when the media published a photograph of his tiny, lifeless body washed up on a Turkish beach. Amnesty International is accusing Russia and Syrian forces of deliberately targeting Syrian hospitals and medical facilities in an effort to clear the path ahead of pro-regime ground forces advancing on northern Aleppo. Meantime, the UN Special Envoy for Syria reports the cessation of hostilities in Syria is largely holding, so political talks aimed at ending the 5-year-long civil war will resume next week as planned. Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva.
UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura says the cessation of hostilities in Syria lasted for 6 days, noting this is one of the longest periods of relative calm in Syria's 5 years of war. He says the level of violence has been greatly reduced and that the cessation of hostilities agreement is generally holding, which is good news for many Syrian people.
Unfortunately, we have to admit, like in every cessation of hostility or ceasefire, and in particular in this one, there are still a number of places where fighting has continued.
De Mistura says UN personnel are closely monitoring what is happening on the ground. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And now more on the migrant crisis. European Council President Donald Tusk says the number of migrants crossing the Aegean from Turkey to EU territory remains too high and further pressures are needed to curb it. Speaking at a joint press conference in Ankara with host Turkish Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoğlu, Tusk had a warning for migrants.
I want to appeal to all potential illegal economic migrants, wherever you are from. Do not come to Europe. Do not believe the smugglers. Do not risk your lives and your money. It is all for nothing. Greece or any other European country will no longer be a transit country.
Tusk praised Turkey for its cooperation, including stepped-up Coast Guard patrols and a tightening of its visa program in handling the migrants. An Egyptian student enrolled in a U.S. flight school is set to appear in a Southern California courtroom today to face questions about whether he should be deported after threatening comments made on social media about U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump. Emadeldin El-Sayed, a 23-year-old student from Cairo, said he would kill Trump. I'm Marty Johnson.
That's the latest world news from VOA.